place in the Ramban, how to learn the Gemara. When the Gemara said, is referring to Yantav Rishon, Yantav Sheni Derabbanan, or is it referring to Yantav Sheni, says the Ramban, a totally different pshat, it's referring to Yantav Sheni Min HaTorah. Everything was referring to Min HaTorah. And that's why Reb Chanina on Daf Lamed Vav, which is later on in the parak, is not a kasha, because that's talking about a situation where Hadar is not Nogeya, because they weren't metaken Hadar by the Zecher of Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, the mitzvah derabbanan, to take it 7 days. That was only established later on in Jewish history. But the Iker din d'oraisa, so there was Hadar. So the Ramban is a beautiful teretz that has a that is going to be argue with the Taisus and Akotza Lakotz. We pointed out that based on the cheshbon of the Ramban and Taisus, it should come out that it's going to happen after min al-alacha on the level of Rabbanon is manazeh la-alacha, whether or not there's a psul hadar on the other days of Yontif. And we said, we quoted the Mishnah Berurah yesterday, that there might be grounds for a sfek sveka in situations where you have another suffik and you don't know if something is possible, and even if it is, it's hadar, but hadar might not be usher for the rest of Yontif. So Mishnah Berurah is makel sfek sveka by net lepiyamis. No, Gabe, I like you there. Yeah,
it's
there.
Too.
Oh, I hear that. So come here, Mickey. Rabbi, see, we left off with a kasha. Kasha is, how could the Ramban say this? That the Gemara is talking about Yantav Rishon, Yantav Sheni, D'oraisa, Mitzvos, Min HaTorah. How the Gemara goes on to say what? Bishlama yavesh hadar huvaleka. Ella gazel bishlama yantav rishon dechsev lachem yishalchem. Al biyantav sheni amaylai. So Taisus says, Pasha Kasha. Taisus reads the Gemara what? That the whole premise of the Gemara to differentiate between yantav rishon yantav sheni is because yantav rishon is talking about what? Yantav Rishon is talking about what? Deraisa. And Yantav Sheni, you're not Machber because it's Derabbanan. So therefore, the Gemara, the whole premise of the Gemara. And what is the Machlekes Lamaisa if Lulav HaGazel is Kosher Apostle? Mitzvah Avera. And Taisus says at the bottom on Lamed of an Aleph that Mitzvah Avera is only a Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel on a level of what? Derabbanan, right? But the Ramban can't say that. Because the Ramban holds Yantav Sheni doesn't mean Yantav Sheni, like we refer to Yantav Sheni. This is the beginning of Lulav HaGazel. Gemara was always talking to Arise at the beginning of Lulav HaGazel. There's a systematic progression when it comes to this parak, according to the Ramban. The parak was done with in a genius way, first for in a historical way. So how do you have a kula? How could you say that Lachem is not going to apply? Everyone understand the kasha, Rabbeisa? Everyone understand how we left off with the Ramban's kasha that doesn't fit into the Gemara? So let's try to make some sense of this and get into this Nativ Sugya and understand why I keep calling this the Nativ Sugya. So the Gemara on Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis. Gemara Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis tells us about situations where there's a conflict of the mitzvah of Dalet Minim and Shabbos. The whole beginning of the Mishnah, Lulav Arava Shishish of a Shiva, there could be times that Lulav has taken 6 days, 7 days, Halva Simcha Shmoina. So Gemara the Mishnah explains, Yantav HaRishon Shechalios B'Shabbos, if the first day of Yontiv fell out on Shabbos, Lulav Shiva, Mishar Kol Yomim Shisha. If the first day falls out on Shabbos, then we override Shabbos. But if if it falls out on the other days, so then Shabbos is overrides, and we only take a lulav for 6 days. Arava Shiva Ketzar, when's the taste that you're going to take Arava for 7 days? Yom HaShmini Shal Arava, Shchalius B'Shabbos. So if the seventh day was Shabbos, so then we would be Daicha Shabbos, Arava Shiva, Sharkol Yom Shisha. Mitzvah Lulav Ketzar, Yantav Rishon Shachag, Shchalius B'Shabbos, Malichanes L'Lulaveim. What would they do? So historically, they would go to the Beis HaMikdash. They would leave their Lulavim in the Harabayis. Chazan and Mekabla Mehem, and the Shamashim there would be Mekabla Lulav. The Soidrin Osan Agabi Itztaba. And they would put it against the platform. And the old people would leave it in the lifshka. And they would teach them to say, because you had a problem. Because the first day, if you're not going to get your lulav, it's going to be a big problem. Because it's not yours. So what would they do? They would teach all of Klal Yisrael that came to the base of Mikdash, Rabbi Yisai. What? Loimar, kol mi shemegi lulav iliyado, harei lulav b'matana. Anyone who has my lulav tomorrow, if I don't end up taking my own lulav, I'm being makne to whoever gets it tomorrow. So therefore, it's going to be lachem. Lamachar mashkimu mubon machazon, machazonim zorkin osam lefneim. So what happens? Tomorrow they would come, and the shamashim would put all the lulavs in front of them and throw them out in front of them. So what happened? Vein mechatfin umakin ishes chaviro. And all, it was World War III. It was unbelievable. People were getting hit. They were killing each other to get their lulav and to make sure, and there were fights, and this wasn't working out. So what did they do? They made a takana. Kshuro bezdin shabo yulidei sakana heskinu shiyekol echad v'echad nol to bebesa. They said, stop coming to Beis HaMikdash. Everyone should take, even on Shabbos, everyone should take when? In their house. Don't do this whole collective thing that people beat each other up. That's what happened. It was always, Klal Yisrael was always like this.
Tears.
So, Frekta Gemara Kasha, Amai. What's the problem if Shabbos falls out on the other days? Tilto Ba'almahu. Why don't we override Shabbos and pick up the lulav? Where's Tilto Ba'almahu? Means, Tilto means there is a problem with Mukta. A lulav is technically Mukta. That's clearly what the Gemara is assuming. It's a very important Gemara, we say. That Tilos lulav, although you're allowed to take a lulav, there is a problem with Mukta, which might have some ramifications about taking a Shalol Tzarech, but Tilta Balmahu, so he says, so even if it is Mukta, let that override the din. So the Gemara says, no, we're concerned. Amar Rabba Gzeira, Shemi Yitlana B'yado, Yelech Eitzel Baki, Lilmod, V'yavirenu Abraham, is Prishas Arab. Famous Gemara, called Gzeira D'Rab. Gzeira D'Rab that applies to many different of the mitzvahs. As the Gemara is going to say, behind the time of the Shavuot, behind the time of the Megillah. And the reason we don't blow shofar on Shabbos, the reason we don't take lulav on Shabbos, and the reason we don't lay in the Megillah on Shabbos is because of what? Is because of Gzeira D'Rab. Gzeira Shema Yavirenu versus Rab and B'Shabbos. Maybe a person is going to walk to Alad Amis when he's going to the Rebbe to learn how to utilize these mitzvahs, and he's going to end up inadvertently carrying the makom that there's no Eruv. So Chazal were very concerned that they're going to violate that D'Oraisa. So therefore, we did not suspend the halacha. It's not just going to be only about Tiltal. It's going to end up leading to a desecration of Shabbos on a biblical level, on a level D'Oraisa. Just the Maimar Amuzgar, Rabbi say, not going to talk about it now. Why does it say Gzeira Shema Yavirenu? Why does it say Gzeira Shema Yotzienu? Fascinating debate between Rashi and Tosfos here. A lot to talk about on that Shaila. We don't have time to talk about. It's a lot of good lumdus on that child. But that's already, this is it. Rav Hirsch asked me before Yontif why there was no Gzeira D'Rabba on this year at Pesach, on Mitzvah Smatzah. Gzeira Shami Avrenu, you have Rosh Hashanah, you have Lulav, you have all these things. So what about Matzah? So it's a good one. So the Rashi writes in Rosh Hashanah that first of all, there are things to learn, aseba, and things, there are details. And number two, Rashi writes that people need to learn how to make the brachas, what the right brachas are. So this is, no, why can't I eat potatoes? I don't understand. I went through a whole Cholamoid, a long time not eating matzah.
It's only the first day specific.
What?
So
what?
Well, the first night, you can say the same thing about Luav on the first night, for the first day.
Oh, but the Gemara speaks that out. So why do we never? The Gemara even cancels Bizman. Is that the Gemara even cancels the Doraisa? That's the end of the Gemara, right? So that says Kasha is a Lalacha. So Rashi writes even by the Bracha. Well, I don't want to talk about this Kasha. This is a Kasha that Rav Meir Dan Plaski, the Chlei Chemda, Talmud of the Abnezer, he has a Sefer Chemdas Yisrael. Rav Yeager pointed this out to me once. At the Agdoma of the Chemdas Yisrael, Rav Meir Dan Plaski, he works on this Kasha. Why didn't he make it? I think the Nitziv also in one place I saw in Merame Sada has this Kasha. Why? There was no Xerah the Rabbi by Matzah. But Rav Meir Dan Plaski has a Meir de Gepshat. Had to understand why they weren't. Let's do with Chiv of Nashim and Matzah. Not for now. Fine. So Hainu time of the Shaver, Hainu time of the Gila. So that's the reason by all other days, by all other days, they canceled the mitzvah of Lulav because it was going to lead to a desecration deres. Yochi Yom Rishon Nami. Shiner. So Gemara says, Xer de Rabbe, so let's cancel even the Doraisa. Again, this is in the Havamina of the Gemara before we did cancel it. So clearly the Havamina thought that Rishon would override a Xer de Rabbe, and the Gemara wants to know why. So Gemara said, no, Rishon Hatakinu Le Rabbonim Bebeso. What does that mean? Right, Rabbonim changed, they made a Takana, right? If you're gonna do it in your house, then you're not gonna violate what? Good. So Gemara says, don't pull a fast one on me, Morty. You know that there was a time in Jewish history, Morty, that what? That this takana, Shiner, didn't exist. So what are you gonna explain for that? Hotenech achara takane, koidim takane ma'ikal meimar. The Gemara says, no, El Arishin de Isa Menat Tayr Begvulin lo Gozer Be'erabonin. Hanach, the last name Menat Tayr Begvulin, Gozer Be'erabonin. What did that mean, Rabbi Yisai? Rishon, where it's Mitzvah Doraisa, where? Everywhere. Then what? Then what? They didn't make the Gzeir of the Rabbah. But the other days, where it's not a Mitzvah Doraisa, where? In Gvulin, outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So then, they made the Gzeir. So Rabbi Yisai, it should be right now, if we would end the Gemara right here, it should be that if the first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, what would be the halacha, Malik?
If Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, the halacha is that you don't shake lulav.
Rabbi Yisai, if we would be following the Gemara like I'm saying, at this point in the Gemara, so the Gzeir doesn't apply, so you would have. So I'll just give you, I don't even know if I put this on the Marmar Komas. If you go to the end of the Gemara says in the end of the day, because we don't know the Kviya Diarcha, so they changed the Halacha practically. But in theory, this was the rationale of the Gemara. There should have been a distinction, and we should have had Mitzvah's Luvel of overriding, but we just were concerned that people were going to mess up the days because we're not Kviya Diarcha. And even in Mekomos that they are Kviya Diarcha, the Gemara says that they follow places that are not Kviya Diarcha, so we cancel the Mitzvah Lulav in totality. But in theory, that wasn't supposed to be the case, right?
Why did you do Takana Megillah, do it in your house also?
Why did they do that in your house? I don't know, it's probably pretty hard.
They didn't have the problem.
Lulav is a personal mitzvah. Yeah. Everyone's going to learn Megillah. It's good, Ara. Good. So Zok Taisf is a fascinating kasha, everybody say. And this kasha really needs a lot of explanation, which I don't think we're going to fully be able to do today, but hopefully with tomorrow, we'll be able to really understand what Taisf is saying. Taisf says, Atakinu Rabbanan Lito Bebeso. K'tani Mastisin. M'itoich Shalo Yitarte Lo El Bebeso. Since he's going to have to take it only in his house, Zocher Hu V'lo Yossi La'afuki, he's not going to carry on Shabbos. Right? The Taisus is in Dira Maskel Ha on Mem Gimel Mabidal. Start again. Dikhtani Mastisin, Dira Maskel Ha, the second Taisus on the Daf. First Taisus on the Daf you should do on your own time. Meir Dika Taisus, Rashi and Taisus. Lots to talk about that. We could have private conversations about that, Machlik Zrash Taisus. But let's focus on the second Taisus. Sorry, there's just very little time in the year. What?
Zman's over.
Zman's over. What do you say?
Zman's over.
Man's over. It's crazy.
June's
one. It's crazy. June 3rd. Like, if you weren't saying that with a smile, I'd actually, like, respond to you. Yeah, I'm saying, like, I just don't care. So, Kediktani Masisin, I'm having Jun's one. Kediktani Masisin, Umitok Shalo Yitarta Lo Ela Bebeso, Zocher Huvalo Yossi Lafuke. Rabbi Isai, they made a takona, he's going to take it in his house, so he's not going to take it out, right, Sam? Good. V'chitema, Frektoisvis, V'chitema, Imkein litknu nami kol shiv. What's Tosis asking? Make a takana, what? All 7 days. Shake it in your house all 7 days.
And then we can push it off the second day.
Tishachal b'Shabbos, and then even if Shabbos falls out all the other 7 days, you should take it in the house. So Gemara, so Tosis says, great kasha. That's a great kasha. The Gemara should have asked that. Yodea ha-yogmar, demahani k'tas hol derishon d'oreis. So the Gemara must have known the future answer of the Gemara of a distinction between the Reis and the Rambam. Malik, you're okay with this kasha of Tosis? To me, this kasha makes no sense.
Why do you think that?
This kasha makes a lot of sense.
Why?
Because if we're not concerned that you're going to come to do a violation, so whether it's...
Why are you not concerned? Speak it out. Why are you not concerned? Why are you not concerned to do a violation? Because you're taking it. Because you're not going anywhere, right?
So
right.
If you're not
so do that by all of Yontif, right? Malik makes sense. Malik's with Tosis. Malik makes it, right? Let's turn to the Balamor. Let's turn to the Balamor. Don't say anything. Let's turn to the Balamor. Tell me, and Schultz, tell me if this is what you were about to say. Let's turn to the Balamor on this daf. Where's the Balamor? First Balamor in Nun Zayin Amad Alef in the Oiz of Ahadar, in the fourth Barak. What is it? Where are you? Chaf Aleph in the old Gemaras. In the Vilna Shas. Listen to the Halig of Balamor, the Mor HaGodol, Mor HaKotan, sorry. The Balamor will tax the Rif.
Where is it?
That's late grade.
Where is it? Help him out. I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you.
You got. He's got all those.
Zok the Balamor, Yochi Rishen Nami Rishen Atakino Le Rabbanu Bebezo. This line in the Gemara. What does the Balamor say? Aval Bishar Ayomim. Everyone with me? Feld, are you with me?
Not really.
So tell me.
I'm still looking for it.
If you're drowning, you got to wave a hand. I'm not going to save you otherwise.
Where is he?
Yeah.
I'm drowning.
Help him.
Where is it?
Give the guy a life vest.
What's the deeper mask?
So we should start the Zman for now. And next year, I'm starting in the Zman like the stewardesses on the plane.
Show everything in.
Pull down. Wave your hand. Emergency exits. And those stewardesses are allowed to yell at people if they don't listen. I'm not starting the plane. It's been like brutally awkward. Like she was like mamish as if like she's like a third grade teacher. No one's ever been like that? Like, there's certain flights, I don't know, certain airlines, I couldn't remember which airline. She's just like, we are not leaving until you pay attention and stop putting out plays. Yelling at this guy in front of the phone. Like, mom is like what I do in the basement with you guys. Listen, United could drag people off. I'm telling you, we just flew United. I got a little nervous. Weiter. Ihochi, you with me, Felder?
Yeah.
Ihochi, don't just say yeah, yeah. Ihochi, anyone not with me? Max, you're not with me?
I'm with you.
Because I'm going to get your wife on this. Ihochi, Rishin Nami, Rishin Otakino, Rabbana Bebeze, Aval Bishar. Mac, what's the next word, Max? Yeah. Ay. I'm sorry, Mrs. Steinberg. Aval Bishar Yomim, Lo Yurotsu Laatkin Lito Bebeze. Who? What's the Balamor answering, Rabbi Isai? Whose kasha is the Balamor answering? Tosis. The Balamor is answering Tosis kasha by his first line. Why? So Tosis says because the Gemara was assuming the next line that there's a difference deraisa and derabbanan. And Tosis said yeah, it's an excellent kasha. So the Balamor name. Shemitzvasu menatayra eino ela b'mikdash. Look like the Balamor. There's no room for such a kasha. It's not even a fleeting havamin in the Gemara. You know why? Because there is no mitzvah. Bebeso.
What about the
The mitzvah is what? Is to take it 7 days in the mikdash. By on divrishin and taka makes sense to make a takana bebeisai. But when it comes to the rest of Yontif, it doesn't make sense to make a takana like that. Because you're not accomplishing anything. Because what? Because the mitzvah is in the mikdash.
Why is your mitzvah by the first day?
Everyone knows that the mitzvah is midoraisa all other days. But Rabbi Isai, listen to what the Baal HaMor goes on to say. Shemitzvasa min atayra eino elo b'mikdash mishum d'chsiv usmachtem lefnei Hashem elokeichem. You have to, where is it smachtem for Shivas Yamim, Rabbi Isai? Where is it smachtem? It's, where is that? Was the pasuk lefnei Hashem elokeichem? The din simchos lefnei Hashem elokeichem. Right? Rav Soloveitchik has a beautiful piece on how Yom... Someone was just asking about this piece. Someone sent me a shayla on Yontif, like the Inyan of Simcha on Yontif. So the Rav somewhere has this idea that the Inyan of Yontif is mamish being in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But this is real. It's really highlighted in this mitzvah of taking the lulav in front of Hashem, only in the mikdash, because that is lefnei Hashem. Zokta Baal HaMor... Now the Baal HaMor is explaining the pasuk. Ukiila Omer ad tashlum shivas yomim, meaning you shouldn't stop at one, but you should continue for 7 days. Ki arishin mitzvah min atar b'chol makom l'tichah chetkinu lo sheikolach nolto b'beiso. Good. Yeah, Malik.
I was going to say, how could the Baal HaMor say this? Because the Mishnah says luluf shisha v'sheva, and if it's a chiv in the Beit HaMikdash to shake in all 7 days, then it must be talking about the kulis.
Right.
There has to be some sort of mitzvah for all 6 days.
Right, but he's just saying the takana was not said by the other days. The takana bebeiso of the mission.
Yeah,
mitzvah derabanan. Yes,
it is. So crazy to ask the kasher tosha.
No, because the takana bebeiso was the Gemara never distinguished between deraisa. The Gemara is assuming on a level of deraisa. So Gemara is asking, why did you? Why did you distinguish? Why did you say that there was a takana here? Why did you say that you're canceling the mitzvah? Right. So the Gemara says because of gzeir derabba. So then the Gemara says, okay, so rishonami. So the Gemara says rishon, you could still have the mitzvah. You made a takana bebeiso. So now he's not going to carry. So now the Gemara asks, so make the takana. So now the rishonim asked. Tosis asks. So make the takana on the other day. So the Baal HaMor says, the takana will only help for the first day. Why? Because the takana will only help for the first day because you're fulfilling in the mitzvah. What?
You're only
fulfilling the mitzvah d'orais on the first day.
So I'm asking if the Mishnah says lulav shisha v'sheva, and they can't be referring to the Beit HaMikdash.
Why not?
Because they shake it all 7 days in the Beit HaMikdash. Is it chiyuv on Shabbos also?
No, that's exactly what the Mishnah is telling you. When Shabbos was any other days, they didn't take it.
So this Molichin story is only the first day.
Right. That's exactly what the Rishonim are asking. Right. So the Baal HaMor says fundamentally, but then the Baal HaMor says something interesting, Rabbi Yisai, that I want to shpar and I want to use for the rest of my shir. Everywhere in the world, there's a mitzvah on the Yom Rishon. And then what does the Baal HaMor say? What's his lashon? Someone read it to me. I don't have it. Ad tashlum shivas yamin. I have a shayla for you, Rabbi Yisai. Now that we are introduced to this concept that there is a mitzvah in HaTorah not only the first day, but there's a mitzvah in HaTorah, shivas yamim, where? Lefnei Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash. Is that an extension of the original mitzvah? Is it a mitzvah on the first day, and that mitzvah continues for 7 days? Or is it what? Set two separate mitzvahs that are found in the same passage. The Torah says Lakachtem Lachem by Yom Rishon, comma, hyphen, semicolon, and then the Torah says, what does the Torah say? Shiner, Smachtem Lefnei Hashem, Shivas Yashem Al Kelekechem Shivas Yom. So the Balamor just translated his pasuk in his Balamor art scroll translation. And he said that the pshat in pasuk is you should do a lekiche on the first day everywhere, and that mitzvah lekiche is mamshich in one area in the world. And the Beis HaMikdash. And the Beis HaMikdash. However, if I disagree with the Balamor, and I understand fundamentally, Rabbi Yisai, that the Torah said two separate mitzvahs, so I'm not going to formulate it and read the pasuk like the Balamor just told me. Why would I suggest such a thing, Rabbi Yisai? Why would I suggest not to say like the Balamor, that it's not a hemshich, and it's a separate mitzvah? So let's see. Yeah, clarification. Oh, I'm not getting back to Tosis. Yeah, what do you want to ask about Tosis? I didn't explain fully Tosis yet. Oh, Tosis and Chav Tes. That's the Takona. I'm right now handling Doraisas.
He says it's getting Doraisa.
No. Sharyam is Doraisa. It's not getting Doraisa. It's not Durabonim.
So
Tosfos says, again, they're on the books. Sukkah Mem Aleph says there's a Takanam Derabanan. We take the Lulav for 7 days. Why do we take the Lulav 7 days, even in Farawan? Why? That's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's Takanam. That was done later on. But Min HaTorah, where is the mitzvah for 7 days? Beis HaMikdash. So that's De'oraisa Mamish. So now I want to understand that mitzvah Min HaTorah. That mitzvah Min HaTorah that exists for 7 days, is that an extension of the Lekichas Yom Rishon, or is that a new mitzvah? Yeah.
If you can't take the shofar in your house on Shabbos,
I don't want to talk about shofar. You can't. What?
They said that you can. That it's talking about taking it in your house. So how can you take? You can't take the shofar in your house, and we categorized it lulav with shofar. So how can we say that then?
No. We just categorized it just for the Gzeira D'Rabba. We never made a takana by a shofar.
But you could do. You could use a lulav in your house on the first day.
They told you to do it.
Why can't you use a shofar? You can just carry a shofar in your house on the first day. You can carry a lulav because we're not worried about the Dalai Amos.
There's
house.
No mitzvah. There's no mitzvah on the first day when it falls out on Shabbat. They never made a takana by shofar. Yeah, there's no mitzvah. Yeah.
Is this a takana that they don't shake on Shabbos in the Beit HaMikdash when it's after the first day? Or is it just how...
Yeah. Zeri Derabba. Yeah.
Okay.
Shabbat said, listen to the Rambam. Listen to the Rambam. Look, the Rambam in Zmanim Perches Alachetes. Kol Eile Shamarnu Sheim Psulim Mipnei Mumon Shebiarnu Om Mipnei Gezel Gneva Biyantiv Rishon Bilvad. Aval Biyantiv Sheini Im Shara Yomim Akol Kosher. What did Rambam just say? Rambam just said something startling. Psulim only apply on the first day. Comes along the Magid Mishnah, and the Magid Mishnah clarifies and just says, and by the way, when the Rambam said Yontif Sheni, don't think that Rambam meant Yontif Sheni Bizman Hazeh, meaning Chutz La'aretz, Derabbanan. The Rambam even means Yontif Sheni what? De'oraisa Shvi'i Shivas Yamim in the Mikdash. What? It means for 7 days in the Mikdash, even though it's De'oraisa, none of the psulim are applying? How could that be?
It's not a hemshich.
Rabbi Isai, isn't this very similar to the kasha that I left you off with yesterday? Very similar to the kasha that I asked on the Ramban? If the Ramban holds that the Gemara Yom Tov Sheni means the oraisa of Netilas Lulav Shivas Yomim, then how could you have a conversation in the Gemara of whether or not Lulav HaGozel is going to be kosher because of Mitzvah Ba'avera? It's Deoraisa. What's Bechlal Pshat in the Gemara? It's not Derabbanan like Tosfos said. It's the real McCoy. It's Deoraisa. My Rebbe Rabbeisai, we have just found an answer and the key and the mafteach to the entire sugya. Tosfos and the Ramban / Rambam have a fundamental machloikes how to read a pasuk in Chumash legabe the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav on Sukkis. Tosfos reads the pasuk like the Baal HaMor. There's a mitzvah on everywhere on the first day and in the mikdash for 7 days to do what? To do lakachtem lochem. And lakachtem lochem applies what? On 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There's no pause. There's no break in the pasuk. There's one mitzvah. It's called lakichas lulav. If lakachtem lochem applies to all mitzvahs, and it's a hemshech of the seventh day, what is Tosfos obviously going to hold when it comes to a lulav agozel on the third day in the mikdash biblically? Is it kosher or pasul? It's pasul. It's the same mitzvah. Memela Rabbosai! Tosfos obviously understood that the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel about lulav agozel is talking about what? Is talking about what? Drabonon. And it's only a machloikas if mitzvah of Avera applies drabonon, like Tosfos says at the bottom of Lamed of an Aleph. Because I understand what? There's one mitzvah in this pasuk. And you have to do a maisa lekicha in the mikdash. And that maisa lekicha has to be lochem. And it has to follow all the halachas that you have everywhere in the world. But you only have it on the Yom Rishon everywhere in the world. Masha ein kein raboisai. The Rambam differentiates. And the Rambam holds even on a level of Doraisa. What's kosher for one is going to be pasul for the other. And what's pasul for the first day is going to be kosher for the Doraisa of Shivas Yomim. How could that be, Rabbi Rambam? How is that possible? How could the Rambam differentiate in Ches, Tes, Perek Ches, Halacha Tes of Hilchos Lulav, between the first days and the other days, Midoraisa? I'll tell you why, Rabbi Yisai, because if you look at the Rambam in Perek Zayin, Halacha Yud Gimel, the Rambam formulates this Beferish as two separate mitzvahs. Mitzvahs lulav linotel b'yom rishon shel chag b'lvad. The mitzvah of lulav is to take on the first day of Yontif, b'chol makom u'b'chol zman, v'afilu b'shabbos shenemar lukachtem lachem b'yom rishon. U'b'mikdosh levadoi noitlin oisoi b'chol yom v'yom yishivas yimei achag, shenemar u'smachtem lefnei Hashem elokeichem Shivas Yom. The Rambam says there's the mitzvah of lakachtem lachem, and then there's a mikdash tikah halacha to take bechol yoyim v'yoyim mishivas yimei achag shenemar v'smachtem lefnei Hashem elokeich. When the Rambam tells me that I have a mitzvah to take it for 7 days, right? Is it really bechol yoyim v'yoyim? Let me ask you the following question, Rabbi Yisai. I have the mitzvah of lakachtem lachem b'yom rishon, right? Where does that apply? Everywhere, right? So then, don't I only have the mitzvah of v'smachtem lefnei Hashem lokechem for 6 days? Why does the Rambam say that I have a mitzvah to take a b'chol yom v'yom? You want to know the answer to that question? I'll answer it to you.
Two separate.
With Perakhes halachates. Listen to the Rambam Perakhes halachates that I just read to you. Kol elu shamarnu shem psulim pnei mumin shviyarnu om pnei gezel gneva biyantiv rishon bilvad al biyantiv sheni im sharayamim akol kosher. And the Magen Mishnah says on that, that's including Doraisa. What's clear from the Rambam, Rabbi Yisai? How did he read the pasuk? Two separate mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of lakachtem lachem b'yom rishon, pause, comma, break, everywhere. Now there's a brand new mitzvah in the Torah. Usmachtem lachem shivas yom. You don't want to leave now, Schultz. that mitzvah smachtem lachem by Shivas Yamin is a brand new mitzvah, and guess what? Is not fulfilled with that same lakicha. And is not like the Baal HaMor and Tosis is saying that it's a hemshech of one to the other. And the Rambam is saying even a lulav that's pasul for the first day for lakachtem lachem is not going to be pasul for the mitzvah of simcha 7 days. And the Ramban is going to say, not as far as the Rambam, because what does the Ramban say, Rabbi Yisai? Who can help me out? What does the Ramban hold by Psulim and Hodar for the first 7 days in the Mikdash? It's pasul. So the Ramban and the Rambam are not exactly in agreement, legabe all the details. But fundamentally, they're in agreement against Tosfos. That now I'm going to use this explanation, Rabbi Yisai, to explain away the Ramban Shita. The Ramban holds that the Gemara makes a lot of sense. That even though it's talking about Yantav Sheni D'Oraisa, the mitzvah of Shivas Yomim, Usmachtem Lefnei Hashem, still the Gemara can say in a calm fashion that Lulav HaGozel and Sha'ol potentially is kosher. We asked, how's that possible? That's the way we ended Shir yesterday. Tosfos says that's utterly ridiculous. That's only because Tosfos holds like the Baal HaMor, that it's one mitzvah. But the second you tell me that what? That there's a brand new mitzvah to be in the presence of Hashem, holding a lulav, but not to do what? Ulakachtem lachem. So the memela, I don't care who owns this lulav. I don't care where this lulav originated. You're still doing, being involved in a matzav of simcha in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Rambam took it to the next level, that even apostle lulav. So now let me ask you, so why did the Ramban say when it comes to Hadar, when it comes to the Psulim, that you will mimic the first day, and it will be apostle, like the Ramban holds? Why does he differentiate between him and the Rambam when it comes to the Psulim of Hadar? So for that we have the Ritva. That the Ritva says at the beginning of the Perek that there's something unique about the Psulim of Hadar above and beyond all the other Psulim. You see, if I have a stolen lulav or I have a borrowed lulav, is that recognizable?
No.
The lulav looks the same, smells the same, and it tastes the same. However, says the Ritva, when it comes to the Psulim of Hadar, says the Ritva, anyone see this Ritva?
Yeah.
Shinui be'etzem hamin. Now it's like taking a tomato. You now no longer are taking the Cheftza, and the Ritva proves this, Rabbi Yisai. See that Ritva, this is a very fundamental Ritva for the entire parak. The Ritva saying when a Esrog and a Lulav is missing Hadar, then what? Then it's an Andarazak. Then it's not the entity that the Torah was referring to. There's something inherently that's missing in that Cheftza, Sam. And Mela, now we can understand Shitas HaRamban. Why is it that when the Ramban came to this new mitzvah, the way he's agreeing to the Rambam, that Usmachtem Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivas Yomim, is after a comma, after a pause, and is an entirely new mitzvah. But yet the Ramban said, still when it comes to Hadar, still when it comes to the quality, it's still going to apply to Shivas Yamim. Why didn't he go with the Rambam the whole way? So the answer is, I'd like to suggest, because the Ramban held like the Ritva. The Ritva is explaining this in Das HaRamban. And it still has to be when the Psulei Hodar, Zokta Ritva, is a shinui in the min. And if it's a shinui in the min, so then you're not taking a lulav. You might not have the chumros of lachem or of lakachten lachem, but still the Torah was talking about a subject matter of dalid minim. And if you're going to take things that are yavish and dried out and no longer hodar, then that's another entity. That's an entirely different cheftza object that you're not able to even be mekayim. The second mitzvah of Usmachtem Lechnei Hashem Elokeichem, Shivas Yomim. So fundamentally, we're suggesting now that the Ramban and the Rambam read the pasuk the same way. But there is going to be a nafkamina when it comes to this idea of Hadar. That Hadar, according to the Ramban, lefi the explanation of the Ritva, creates now to be an ander a cheftza, and therefore, on a level of the Raisa, you couldn't even be mekayim the other mitzvah uzu smachtem, because it's no longer that same min. But what did Tosfos hold, Rabbi Yisai? The entire pshat is wrong. And whatever applies to one has to apply equally to the other. And now, Rabbi Yisai, we're going to have a machloikis on the level of the Rabbanon as well. Just like we said yesterday, Rabbi Yisai, not only is there fundamentally a mitzvah, different mitzvah, according to the Ramban, between the mitzvah that taking it in the mikdash, that it doesn't have all the requirements of lachem, and it could even be a borrowed lulav on the first day. But what, Rabbi Yisai? But you're also going to have now nafkaminas on a level of drabbanon based on the way they read the Gemara. Because according to the Ramban, Hadr doesn't apply to the Zeichel LeMikdash, to the Shivas Yamin. And according to Tosfos, it does.
Why would you say it doesn't?
The Ramban says it doesn't. He says that's how you understand Rabbi Chanina. He doesn't say like Tosfos, that's because Chasser is different than Hadr. He says Hadr was only applied to the biblical mitzvah, wasn't applied to the rabbinic mitzvah. So now let's focus on that for a second, Rabbi Yisai. Rabbi Apfel asked me this question. Why would one argue on a level of the Rabbanon? Why is it that Tosfos understands that you need Hadr even when it comes to the rabbinic mitzvah? And whereas the Ramban is saying, in order to answer Rabbi Chanina, it's not because Chasser is different than Hadr, but rather what? It's because Hadr wasn't nitkan and wasn't established in the Zeichel HaMikdash of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Why not? If you agree that it applies to the Doraisa, so then why shouldn't it apply also all Shivas Yamin? So Rabbi Yisai, we need to answer that question. We need to answer the following scenario, Rabbi Yisai. I want to understand Nafkaminas La'alocha now. Bizman Hazeh, when we don't have a Mikdash. Between Tosfos and the Ramban, in addition to the Mishnah Berurah that we discussed yesterday about whether or not Hadar is possible all 7 days in Chutz La'aretz. And Amir Tzashem Rabbi Yisai, we're going to come out tomorrow with a few nafkaminas la'alacha. Amir Tzashem, between Tosfos and the Ramban, to finish off this sugya legamre. Everyone is expected to go to Rabbi Willie Shira Rabbi Yisai. I really